son described Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning. Kurt's daughter said, leave me alone and get out of my room. Kids are fun. Back to the show on Star 102.5.
My parents were in town this past week, and my dad, he just absolutely cracks me up. Because whenever he comes and visits, he asks a son and daughter, hey, you know, what are you watching on TV? What shows are you kind of into? And they always say, oh, you know, they're big into watching reruns of Jesse right now.
Okay.
And he's like, oh. He's like, have you been watching Tailspin? And my son is aware of Tailspin. And if you don't remember Tailspin, it was on right after school, part of the whole Disney Rescue Rangers DuckTales
thing. Yeah, and I don't remember it. Yeah,
it was about Baloo the bear, and he had a plane service that he was flying around, and adventures were happening.
If we come in really low, we might make it okay.
But that's an improper method of flying. Flight regulations strictly forbid.
Miss Cunningham, it might be our only chance. Okay, Wildcat, bring her in low.
Now, I find nothing amusing about that clip at all. But my dad would howl with laughter. Still does. He cracks up so much. That cartoon in particular. But all cartoons for kids. It doesn't matter which one it is. He thinks slapstick cartoon comedy is very funny. I know I've seen him laugh to Mickey Mouse Clubhouse when the kids were younger. Like, if something happened to Goofy, he'd be like... And I would just stare at him going, Dad, what are you laughing at? And never fails. All these cartoons.
That's great.
And I asked my mom, like, what's up with Dad in the cartoons? She's like, oh, he likes his things. But my dad doesn't bust out. I mean, he's a fun-loving guy, but he doesn't bust out and laugh that much.
Yeah, he's not. I haven't been around him a lot over the years, but enough that's the impression I get.
Right. He's more of a serious, just matter-of-fact type of guy, but cartoons just gets to him every time. And he gets excited because we start laughing, thinking that we're laughing at the cartoon he's enjoying, and we're laughing at him.
See, kids, everybody loves this one. This
everyone loves these cartoons. It's great.
Well, you know, of course, Father's Day Sunday, so... What thing just cracks your dad up? You know?
Mm-hmm.
He just loves it. Makes him laugh. Every time.
Right. Because we dads, we laugh at things that sometimes are just... We know we're getting made fun of for laughing at that because we're funnier than everybody.
That's the key.
We dads get humor.
That's the explanation right there.
There's not a whole internet devoted to mom jokes. It's dad jokes.
So right now, speaking of the dad, and I know you know this, but on TikTok, there's this dad who does the dad, you know, does the dad comedy, and he does that. After he'll tell a dad joke.
Every dad at a Mexican restaurant, these are mine, not Joe's.
Okay. And I send them to my kids because he cracks me up. So I text them, I forward them.
And I find my guilt.
They send
guilty.
It back going, well, they're better than yours.
Oh!
Now, I appreciate, I respect that.
Yeah, well, he's a professional.
Well, no, I respect their taking a shot at me. That's, I've raised them well.
Right.
But... still hurts. Okay, what makes your dad laugh? And it's probably puzzling to you. TJ and Bondurant. What is it, TJ?
So he loves to go to public places. He likes to fart, walk away, and then laugh when people smell his fart.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Never gets old. Yeah. Never. Yeah. No.
Or it's better when he tries to blame it on you, too, when they actually, like, he's the only one in there and you can pin it on him, so.
Yeah. That's awesome. I love it. Hey, thanks, TJ. You have a great day. Take care.
1,000% less expensive than all your streaming services.
They crack me up every morning.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.